Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
God's grace is always at work, but a lot of times we don't see that something was a grace, like I didn't get that job or that opportunity, that door shut before me, where it was his protection over us. Why don't you say something about that?
You know, you look at so many of the Psalms, and it was, grace was something they realized after the fact. The Christians I know who just reek holiness, who reek joy, are believers who, you know, God's mercy, God's grace, that has led them to repentance, to recognizing I can't make it by myself. Grace epitomizes who Jesus is, and Jesus is everything we need, and he is all we will ever need. And so I think it is critical to try to hang on to grace. And I always tell people, I think God's grace, our minds are finite, and we can't perfectly hang on to grace. It's like wet soap. You know, it's pretty slippery. And again, that brings us back to, we've got to spend time in God's word and in prayer, and also hanging out with other believers who, through their stories, you know, Revelation 12, it's about a story that the dragon is defeated in our lives, and we remember grace. So fellowship with other believers, God's word, and prayer, it's just critical for us to hang on to the concept of the grace of the gospel.
You know, and Scripture says so much about remembering what God has done. And I know for me, when I pause and look back and look at things that were a grace that I thought were a disappointment, they were divine appointments. And don't you think we need to stop and say, okay, I don't see you, feel you right now, but your grace is abundant. And so I'm going to walk in it knowing you know what's best for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, one of my favorite stories in the Old Testament, you know, first of all, they say remember constantly. Remember what God did. Remember what Jehovah did. Remember he protected us. Remember he provided for us. Remember, you know, over and over again, it's remember. But I love where after Moses kicks the bucket and Joshua is leading and they get to that second watery barrier, you know, God's already made a way through the Red Sea. And now here it is, 40 years later, they get to this barrier of the Jordan. And remember how God told Joshua to get 12 priests to set their foot in the Jordan. You, this time, I don't want you to just observe the miracle. I want y'all to participate in it. And after y'all walk through, I'll dry it up, y'all walk through. But on the other side of the Jordan, I want you to set up 12 rocks, each of those priests, to bring a rock from the middle of the riverbed. And I want y'all to create a memorial to me. And in the future, when your children say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, what does that altar mean? What do those rocks signify? I want you to tell them what I did. And so I think looking back and recognizing God's faithfulness in our lives, in our families, you know, in our culture, in our generation, I think that's critical. I think if you don't recognize what God has redeemed you from, sometimes we get wobbly as we head toward the future.